Hello, this is Brian Madden. Today's podcast is part of our series recorded live at Braai Forum 2007 Amsterdam. In this series, I interviewed several of the vendors about their products from the exhibit area at the show. Anyway, it's nearly lunchtime here, yes. So the conference area is filling up, but I've pulled aside Robert Stoddard with Vision Apps. So Robert, thank you for taking the opportunity to talk with me today.
You're welcome.
And now Vision App, I attended your session yesterday. You guys have two products. Yes. One of them is a web portal for accessing applications. The other one is a systems management sort of deployment to configuration tool. Yes. So let's talk about these two products first, or separately. Let's first start with the web interface product you have. Tell me about this.
Well, the web interface product is an enhanced version of web interface, and it gives you all of the things that you were asking for when you needed it through the actual web interface that was supplied by Citrix. It gives you the capability to have a fully customized environment. If you're working with a company that has a multiple corporate identity, you're able to customize multiple corporate identities from one single access point. So you have a single management tool that is delivering 5 to 6 different web interfaces, if you like, to different corporate identities inside of that company. You can also customize it all the way down to the level of the access rules and the access roles of the users who are coming into this. It supports every kind of application you're likely to require. So it will support the Microsoft Remote Apps capability through terminal services. It will support published applications from Citrix, streamed applications from Citrix, SoftGrid applications from Microsoft, and also a new mechanism that we have, local applications on the terminal of the user itself. When we say terminal, the user's actual computer, laptop, whatever. So what we can produce is, rather than going to a web page to get your normal web accessed style applications and then going to your start menu and then clicking backwards and forwards, we can make it all available with inside of a single web access mechanism.
And then it's got sort of one application list that's aggregated from everything presented to the user seamlessly.
Yes, what we have, if you imagine a user could have 30 or 30 plus applications, and in other representations of this, they all appear in one environment. What we can do is we can categorize them, and then the user has an opportunity to customize from that categorization. So if they have 5 different categorizations that make up 30 applications, but they only use maybe 3 to 4 of them on a regular basis, then what you can do is you can customize them into a single area on the desktop itself. In conjunction with that, you also have the ability to auto-start. So what we can do is we can have a single sign-on from the Microsoft environment into our enhanced web interface, which is our workspace management, and then auto-start their normal application. Most people nowadays, it's Outlook. First thing they want to do, log on, walk away, grab a coffee, come back, and Outlook is up and running and ready for them to work. We also have an auto log off capability as well, so we can run an application when they actually log off. That'll clean down perhaps what they've done, clean out caches, etc.
Okay, so to understand, because what you're doing sounds pretty cool, so I want to make sure I understand correctly. You buy Citrix presentation server, it's got web interface. If you use Terminal Server 2008, remote programs, it's got Terminal Server Web Access. Softricity has it. You've got your local start menu for local applications. Basically, instead of using a web interface product from all these different vendors you use, don't use all those and instead buy your one single product that is one single web portal that is, it is your Citrix web interface, it is your terminal server, it is your, instead of your local start menu, it's everything via this one web portal.
That's correct. That's exactly correct. So one point of access for all of your applications.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about how this works? I assume it runs on iOS, it has a database. Is it hooking into Citrix's web interface, or is it talking to Citrix directly? Is it, just kind of paint the architecture picture for me a little bit.
The architecture picture is we have a database, so all of the information, because the solution is fully customizable and there is a massive customization within inside of it, that is stored in a database that can be replicated and also we can recover from. And we, on the back engine of this is Windows Web Interface 4.5, so we communicate through that. It's just sitting in the back, doing nothing else, and it's running on IIS5 all the way up to IIS7 at this moment in time. So that's the capability of it. And the other thing that we have is we can run it on Firefox as well as Internet Explorer, which is one of the limitations of our competitors.
And are you able to auto-install clients and things like that if people don't have the ICA client, for example?
Yes, we have the ability to install the Java client. We have the ability to install the full client. We also have the ability to install the Citrix Secure Access client as well.
Okay, so you talked about how it's customizable. And I think one of the things that so many people are asking about with Citrix Web Interface is they want to make it not look like the generic web interface. So when you say customizable, what is that? Is it code? Is it changing language files? Is it applying custom style sheets? What's that mean when you say it's customizable?
Customizable in the fact that you can take the customer's CSS files and their customer's layout files, import them into the structure that we have, and you can effectively deliver to the customer their own intranet environment. And one of our clients basically wanted to make sure that when they went through the workspace management access, that it didn't look anything different to their intranet that they had. And we were able to do that. And it was just a simple fact of, in fact, to be able to do it, you can just copy out of any web page the inserts with inside of that web page and then reproduce them through our tool. So we can copy any web page and make it look as if it's the same web page, including your own.
Very nice. And boy, I'll imagine, so Windows Server 2008 is coming out soon-ish. It has a very powerful capabilities that do not require any third-party add-ons. But one of the problems with it is, yeah, it does have a way to access remote programs via the web, but it's not very sort of manageable. I imagine that plus this, is that going to be an interesting combination for customers, do you think, that want to use a pure terminal server environment?
Yes, we've been preparing for 2008 for a long time, as everyone else has. We're future-proof at this moment in time. We're waiting to see what the end result is, and we will then fit that into our solution. We're ready to go the day it's ready to go. And as you say, rather than have three different solutions to get to three different types of applications, you have a single integrated solution here.
All right, cool stuff. Let's shift gears a little bit and look at the Vision App System Manager, is it called? Server Manager. The name, this was called the Platform Management Suite, right? So people who are familiar with VPMS, this is the new name or new version of VPMS, yeah?
Yes, it's a new version of VPMS. It's taken on a lot more functionality. It has capabilities. Nowadays, what we had was a single point of access. We could only access one single database. So therefore, now we can access multiple databases that store multiple configurations for different farms, different customers. It also incorporates the capability of running an ITIL process. So now we can actually map our builds from a development process through development into integration, into acceptance, into a production environment. And what it allows us to do is make sure that the servers within the development environment are 99.9% identical to those in production, with the exception of some parameters such as evaluation licensing and development as opposed to production licensing in our production environment. And you can then add new hot fixes, patches, and applications into development, knowing that once they run in development, they're running on servers that are as identical as production as possible. One of the biggest problems with clients are that their development through to their production environment are massively out of sync. So a development server does not have the same hotfix level as a production server. When an application gets to production, it fails. Because of that reason, we remove that fear of change.
So I wonder if we can take a step back, and for those who may not have been familiar with VPMS, and just kind of give an overview of the Vision App Server Management, what's that product doing?
Okay. In simplistic terms, what we can do is we can take a server from basic tin and take it all the way to, in our instance, a fully built Citrix server, anything from a 3.0 server to a 4.5 server, including 64-bit, take it from tin to fully published Citrix server with the application set that you require for your customer installed and published and ready, available for that user at a press of a button. This is a reproducible mechanism, so if there is any failure of any server at any time, we can then roll back to an original build and build that server again for you in a short period of time, definitely shorter than most SLAs.
And so can you talk about what happens, because the press of a button sounds cool, but that's, what are you imaging, are you unintended installing, are you, you know, what happens when you push the button?
We're looking at two processes here. To build a Citrix server or to build any server, we're not just looking at Citrix, we can build most Wintel environments. IIS all the way up to IIS 7. We can build SQL servers and we can build terminal servers from 2000, 2003 to 2008. And then we have our Citrix family of servers that we can build. So if you look at a basic build, we need to put an operating system on board. We're able to take an image and we can work. What we tend to do is rather than use our own imaging system, we work with imaging systems that are out there, such as Microsoft's automatic deployment services, Fujitsu services, NTO services, and also now Altiris is our new target to be able to map into an Altiris environment. We can take that image. We have an interface that allows you to create a sysprep file specifically for that image, and we can customize them. And we map those two together to create a sysprep image. That will create your operating system. Okay. Once that operating system's ready, the next thing you need to do is layer on what makes up a Citrix server. So we're talking about terminal services, we're talking about Citrix itself, we're talking about hotfixes, the applications that are required by the customer to create the application set, and then the ability to publish those applications. But not only that, VisionHub has spent a great deal of time creating packages that optimize every step of the way. Every one of those levels are optimized. By using that, we deploy those packages using either our own installation control management tool, or we can work with a company that's using SMS. So in combination with the, what we would do would we would build the image to the operating system level, and then we would layer on top of that everything we require to create a fully functional Citrix server. So that takes you from tin all the way up to that environment. Once it's at that phase, we then have total management over it. So we can roll back and we can roll forward. So what we have the ability to do is we can manage change. We can manage change through the change management process in ITIL, as we mentioned. With the new product, we're able to run inventory scans to scan the server and see which hardware is available, what is available on the hardware, what is available on the software. We can also run comparisons against different server farms that we have. So we can run a scan on a farm, take the history of that farm and store it for future use, and we can then pull that up maybe a month or so later, run the scan again and see what changes have occurred in that time. Or we can run the scan against a farm, collect that data, and then apply that data to another farm that we're creating, so we can keep everything logical in that way. So we have that capability. We also have the ability then to expand. So as a company grows and they want to increase their server environment, we can then just simply by providing the server with the MAC address of the server, we have our TIN, we just simply introduce it into our infrastructure environment and we apply the same set of parameters. We press the button, as you say, and then that server, once it goes into Pixie Boot, will receive the operating system, it will receive all the software that it requires to become a Citrix server.
All right, so a couple of questions about that, because it sounds like certainly a lot's going on. First of all, let's talk about the sysprep and then applying these packages and things like this. So if I want to build a brand new Citrix environment with this, what's happening? Do I build one server and then image it as my base image and then have packages? Or how do I start, if I'm starting from scratch and I want to use this, you know, how's that work?
Basically, if we come in to you as a new customer, what we would be looking for is possibly your vanilla image of your operating system. That's the basis that we start on. Everything else we bring with us. If you have proprietary packages, applications that we have not worked with, then we will work with you to create the packages that can go into our system. We use Wise installation tools to be able to create the executables that create the packet that make up the packages. We bring everything with us in a package scheme and installation scripts. So we would come along, we would install our system onto a database, we would connect to your system, and we would start to build the servers, and we would build them in a logical order according to our packages, our installation scripts, and our server configuration scripts.
You say you bring everything with you, so I mean, you handle the configuration of Citrix itself. Does that mean, I mean, Citrix has so many options, policies, and options in the management console and data store options and zones and all that kind of stuff. Is that stuff that you guys are controlling?
Yes, everything within a Citrix environment we control. We have a great deal. When we come along, we have the capability of setting over 500 parameters, Citrix parameters. We can set all of the terminal services parameters. So when you're building a Citrix server, if you imagine building it by hand and you're going through the wizard and you may set up all of the information that you want through that wizard, we do that prior to the build. When you've built the Citrix server and you need to optimize it, so you're going into the ICA settings, you're going into the RDP settings, and you optimize those, the keep alive values and the things like that, after the event, we do that before the event. So the server arrives as a fully functional Citrix server fully optimized.
As an administrator, I'm controlling, or I want to configure all aspects of my Citrix server. I'm doing that via your management tool. So when I configure the server, instead of using the management console, I configure in your management tool, kind of build the server all with the settings I want in your tool, and then click the Go button, and that actually takes all my settings and puts them out into the package that goes into the production environment.
That's absolutely correct. We also have remote access tools with inside of our tool that allows you to connect to the server through the CMC or through RDP or through the ILO board itself. So you can do remote administration that way. But predominantly, the server is built as you require it through our tool.
And I imagine then that makes it very easy to move from sort of a test development environment into production, because I can build, I'm modeling basically, right? I'm modeling my Citrix farm in your tool. I click go, it deploys it out to the environment. And then if I like what happens, then I kind of point it towards new MAC address targets and click go and go have a sandwich. And when I come back, I've got my fully built Citrix environment ready to go.
Exactly right. And that's how the ITIL process that we built into the new version works for us. As we've already mentioned, we can develop our farm in the development environment. Once we have that happy, we can create that as a change release. We can move that change release into the next level, which may be integration, and then move, once we're happy from integration, we can move that into production. And we're then happy that we have that process in place, and we can go back to in dev, we can introduce new applications, new hotfixes or patches into dev, test them, move them into integration in the same manner, and then move them up into production. So we no longer have the fear of change that has been mentioned before. That fear is taken away because we've tested it in dev, and dev, as we said, is so close to being the actual production environment, and the difference would be something just like an evaluation license difference, that's all.
All right, and the other thing I want to ask about what you're saying is, you talked about sort of our applications versus your applications. I guess you mean VisionApp's applications versus the customer's applications and packages and deploying packages. Tell me more about what you mean by that.
Well, if you want to break the packages into two sort of levels, you have your basic software packages, such as your Office Suite packages and your customer-specific line of business applications. They form the packages that we work with as well. We've created packages for those. They're readily available on our webpage for download and testing. The templates are. The only thing we don't provide are the binaries. It's a simple matter of reintroducing the binaries into the template to create the executable.
So if I'm using your product, your building or the product comes with packages for Office and the more main applications, what, a few dozen or 100 or whatever it is? That
we have over 2,000 applications pre-packaged and available on our website. If the customer has an application that they are working with that we have not worked with, we can work with them. If the customer provides their own packaging mechanism, then all we would do is offer the capability of using the Wise installation tool to wrap around their package mechanism and then create the deliverable that we have, which is an executable.
So do you have ranks of engineers that are spending all their days packaging sort of commercial applications for your environment?
We have a lot of people who do work with packaging and enjoy working with packaging. It's a joy for some of them. But yes, we do. And we do a great deal in that area.
So does this mean, would that be a fair characterization to say that this is almost like outsourcing your packaging? If you don't want to deal with having to package all these things in your new environment, you buy this product and with it you get the ability to download from your website all the packages for the, I guess, 2,000 most common applications out there.
Yes, that's a possibility, and we are discussing that with some customers now. Outsourcing their packaging, we can outsource it to us, or we can work with them internally to take the packages that they already have. A lot of customers have spent a lot of money on packaging in the past, and they don't want to throw that IP away. So we just work with them to encapsulate it into the Wise script, and then we push the Wise script out.
But a lot of customers also hate packaging, right? So if you're coming to them and saying, hey, we can sort of deploy all your servers automatically for you, put Citrix on there, configure it, and oh, by the way, you know, when Microsoft releases a service pack for Office, you wait, what, a week, a couple of weeks, whatever long it takes you, and then you can download from your website the new package and deploy it to your Citrix servers without having to learn how to package it yourself.
Yes, that's absolutely right. As you say, the binaries may be missing, but it's a simple 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 step to reintroduce the binaries into the actual template itself. So yes, that's true.
Oh, so you mean because the software comes from Microsoft, so you build like the package source files or whatever, so customer downloads a package from you, downloads the source files from the original vendor, clicks what, build package, and then they've got the package ready to go.
Yes, we have a tool that we have designed to allow them to do that, a tool called Package Separator, or they can do it within the Wise tool itself.
All right, Robert, well, I think it's really interesting stuff, and definitely, I like the concept of not having to physically manage all of the servers as separate entities. So sounds like between this and the workspace management product is a couple of cool things, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you very much.